it's nice to know that you're still out there in podcast land listening to Let's Talk with Scott Ellis. And this is another While You Wait episode. So last month we had an interview with an author, and we've got another one coming up the following month. But in this middle month, we're going to talk about another book that I narrated called Breakdown. It's written by J.R. Tate, and it is my single best-selling book that I've narrated. So it was one of my early books, and so this is an EMP survival thriller. And for those of you who are familiar with the genre, you kind of know where it's going. For those of you who aren't and maybe want to give one a listen, so an EMP is an electromagnetic pulse, and it's a terrorist weapon that can be used to kind of disrupt the electrical systems of a country and really just, you know, wreak some havoc on everything that's going on. So in this book, we've got Jake Shepard, who is the lead male character, and he is flying an airplane at the moment that the power grid is attacked in the United States. And, you know, his airplane just stops working. And this is a commercial jetliner. So he's got people on board, and the plane crashes, and, you know, spoiler, he lives through it. And now he's got to figure out how to get back to society and back to his family. And his wife at the time of this attack, she is an emergency room nurse, and she's working at the hospital. And my gosh, a hospital with no power. Yeah, that's everybody's nightmare. And it just continues to grow. And the daughter is away at college, and now she's trying to get home. And Alice is trying to take care of everybody in the hospital. And now they're starting to deal with just how quickly society breaks down from, you know, the kind of the ability to function with no power and no grid, but then also just how anarchy kicks in so fast, and that survival mode kicks in, and people are doing whatever it is that they need to do in order to survive. Really, really interesting book. It runs a little over 8 hours. It has 395 ratings on Audible. It's a 4-star rated book, which is, you know, really great. Trying to get a 5-star rated book is really, really difficult, you know, because you have to get, you know, all 5 stars, and you're not going to please everybody all of the time. We certainly understand that. But J.R. Tate has done an excellent job with this book. It is a book one. There was a planned book two. As of this point, I'm not sure if the book is out, but boy, we'd love to get that one narrated too, so that we can let our listeners know how this story ends. But we're going to take a couple of minutes right now and listen to the sample from Breakdown, an EMP survival thriller. Here we are.
All 3 flight computers are out, Collins said, his voice shaking as he looked out the side window. We've dropped at least 15,000 feet. It's hard to say without our systems up. Jake looked out of his side window, and Colin was right. The ground was getting closer, and with their rapid descent, the plane's engines whined and whistled from the abrupt change in altitude. How can we not tell our altitude? That's not part of the flight computers, Jake inquired out loud, though Colin likely did not know the answer to it. The engines sputtered until they completely crashed, leaving the plane in an all-out freefall. Jake had to self-motivate. He had been through hundreds of training exercises with gliders. He knew how to glide a plane to safety. He even had a couple of crash landings when he was in the military, but none of them included a large commercial jet, with hundreds of passengers in the cabin, fearing for their lives. The oxygen masks were likely down, as the cabin pressure was completely shot from the sudden plunge in altitude. Mayday! Colin yelled into the headset, but it was a lost cause. Any communication with the ground was hindered along with the systems inside the airplane. What had happened? Jake speculated lightning, but there were no storms on the radar. It could be a weather phenomenon where there is lightning with no storm to go along with it, but it was an unlikely scenario. Had the plane been tampered with? There was no way they had missed a system outage during their walkthrough before the flight. And a nationwide system outage usually didn't down a plane. It usually just hindered ground control at the airports. Jake was running out of time. The engines were shot, and as he tried to pull the plane up to glide, the yoke felt as if it were maneuvering through thick mud. It was like he was controlling a vehicle without power steering. Only this was on a much larger scale. Out of desperation, Jake tried to start the engines back up to no avail. They were dead, and though he knew they didn't stand a chance in functioning enough to allow a safe landing, he tried anyway. "Jesus, it's like we're flying with dead weight on our back," Jake said, still attempting to glide the plane as best he could. The ground was getting closer. The speed of their fall was getting faster, and a crash landing was imminent. He tried to open the cockpit door, but there was no way he could do that and maintain the slight control he actually did have. With the angle of the plane flying downward, the chance that Becky or one of the others being able to get to a standing position to get to them was impossible, and it would just put them in more danger. It was going to be a hard landing. Jake estimated that they were somewhere over New Mexico, Colorado, or maybe even into Utah. They weren't too far into their flight, and regardless of what state it was, they were over mountainous terrain that would make their landing even more difficult. "Assume crash positions," Jake yelled over the loud rumble of the plane as it shot through the morning air, slicing through it like a sharpened knife through a tomato. He wasn't sure what else he should do. He pulled on the yoke again, holding it so tight that his hands and palms ached. The nose of the airplane pulled up just a tad, and he hoped it was enough to help slide the plane on its belly. They were going way too fast for a soft and gentle landing. When they hit, the plane would slide for a long time until it made impact with an object to stop it completely. Since they were in hilly terrain with trees, maybe it happened quicker than he thought. He didn't have time to think about it. They were just a few feet away from making contact with the ground. Gritting his teeth, Jake did the only thing he could think to do. He held on to the yoke and closed his eyes, thinking about the things that mattered most in his life. Alice, Sophie, and Dylan. The plane hit hard, jolting him upward, his seatbelt tightening over his chest to keep him in his seat. Crunching and grinding sounds of metal being destroyed were the last things Jake heard before everything went black.
No, thank you, no, thank you, no, thank you. That's why I was so glad to be a teacher and now an audiobook narrator. I don't have a high-pressure job like that. The tension in that sample is pretty clear, and, you know, J.R. Tate does a great job of just keeping the pedal to the metal all the way to the end. So I generally have some free copies of books that I can give away, and I do have some for this book if you are in the UK or you have access to a UK Audible account. So if you're interested in listening to that, go ahead and send me an email at scott@scottellisreads.com, and I will send you out a free code. It is completely, you know, no strings attached. You don't even have to have an Audible account to be able to listen to them with the free codes. All we ask is that when you're done listening, you go back and leave an honest review, because that's what those codes are for, so that we can get some good, honest reviews out there. So good, bad, or ugly, let us know what you thought about it. In the meantime, if you are an author who's looking to get your book into audio and you don't know the first thing about how to do it, you know, you're not alone. There's so many authors out there that don't have their books in audio and aren't sure how to get started. My wife and I do a series of free, no pressure, no sales pitch webinars where we teach you how to get your book into audio and everything that you need to know. We do that online. We also tour the country talking with writers groups. So if you're a member of a writers group and you'd like to have us present, we either do it live in person or via Zoom. We also appear at conventions and conferences around the country. We've been to the Florida Authors and Publishers Association in Orlando. We presented at Killer Nashville in Nashville, of all places. So be in touch with us. We'll kind of show you everything that you need to know. And in the meantime, check out our website at scottellisreads.com. Or if you want to learn how to become a narrator, you can join our classroom at www.serclassroom.com. That's a video-based, self-paced program where you learn from watching videos, very short videos that I've filmed. And then you send me all of your work and I respond and I give you homework assignments. You know, once a teacher, always a teacher. So check us out. Listen to some great samples on our website, and happy listening. And we'll talk to you next month.